The long-running dispute at the Market Basket supermarket chain appears to be growing. Recently, the company ousted CEO Arthur T. Demoulas, who had vocal support from Market Basket employees, but had long been at odds with a faction on the company's board, one led by his cousin. A number of employees rallied today outside the company's headquarters in Tewksbury, Massachusetts. For more on that rally, we turn to Erin Aylworth, who's a business reporter for the Boston Globe. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Glad to be on.
It was a year to the day since the rallies in support of Arthur T. Demoulas outside this company headquarters in 2013. What was the scene like outside Market Basket HQ today?
Oh, well, organizers told me they thought there were something like 2,000 workers and their families out there, a couple of customers, and they were basically all very impassioned, almost reverent, as they spoke about Arthur T. Demoulas and the family culture that he has helped build and the way they all try and support each other and stand together and how they are now using those lessons to stand up, they say, to these new CEOs after Arthur T. was ousted in June.
And Market Basket's new CEOs had sent a letter to workers after their letter calling on the company to reinstate Arthur T. Demoulas, acknowledging that the company was going through a difficult transition, but warning people who walked off the jobs could risk those jobs. Did that seem to have any effect on the people who were at the rally today?
You know, there were a couple of people who voiced some concern, but overwhelmingly, they said that the risk was worth it, that, you know, they like the company that they have. They want to keep that company culture alive and well. And if these CEOs, who they referred to as outsiders, were going to come in and try and change that, they weren't going to stand for it.
We've heard from a number of stores in the Market Basket supermarket chain that have said, our supply of perishables is running low because delivery trucks haven't been coming because the workers in charge of those delivery trucks have been taking part in rallies and other work in support of Arthur T. Demoulas. Are we likely to see more of that going forward? Do we know yet what's going to happen over the next few days or weeks?
You know, so they're not going to rally over the weekend, but there was definitely a call to workers saying, you know, come back on Monday, we're going to do this again, and we're going to be here every day until Arthur T. comes back. There were a couple of speakers who stood up and said, listen, without the warehouse guys, this company doesn't run, because without distribution of products, you know, the stores don't have anything. So if we're not there, then, you know, then Market Basket can't operate. And they were like, you know, this is what we have to do. This is what we do. And they were very clear about wanting to rally, you know, workers that didn't show up today, and also to, quote unquote, take the fight to customers and try and hit the Market Basket board in the pocketbook.
And that board is scheduled to have a conference call about the workers' demand on Monday. And the CEOs in their statement said that there would be employees invited to take part in that. Do we know any more yet about that?
I know that two employees were invited. I haven't yet heard anything about who exactly those representatives are going to be. I know that the employees in the past have felt that meetings really haven't gotten them anywhere and, in fact, have left them more dissatisfied.
So no business as usual for the foreseeable future, at least for part of Market Basket.
That's what it sounds like.
Erin Aylworth, thanks so much for your time today.
Absolutely, not a problem.